This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, so we were talking about the report that came out that the Braves granted access to, what's it called, FanDuel Sports now? Like they that. Bought Bally, right? So it's yes. FanDuel Sports Network. They granted them standalone rights to stream Braves games, which is good news for Braves fans that have cut the cord and are on YouTube TV or got frustrated by the debacle with Xfinity last year, if you're having a hard time watching Braves games, this will solve that. We don't know how much it's going to cost.
Right.
So the question is, how much would you be willing to pay to watch
a Braves game?
The Braves.
This is even if you, but so this is not if you have Xfinity though.
No, this you don't have to have anything.
Oh,
I think this will just be, you'll just have to pay. You have to download the FanDuel Sports app.
Because I have Xfinity, mm-hmm. and that's the whole thing with the Bally's things last year. So will it roll like that? Do I have to?
No, I think that you'll still be able to watch it how you have traditionally.
Okay, but
this will just be for people
that want
a different option, right. or whatever. I would pay. I don't know. I don't even know how many. Like, if I wasn't doing this, you know, like, if this wasn't my job, how many Braves games a year would I really watch? You know?
Oh, exactly.
I would watch a lot, but I wouldn't watch as many as I do. Like, I don't know how many Braves games I watch, but it's a fucking lot of them. I probably watch 50 games maybe a year, maybe 75 games a year if I wasn't doing this.
Right.
So then what? So then am I really going to pay $300 for a season? I can't do that.
No.
Maybe you can go. I do wonder if they would have like a per game option,
like $10 a game,
like a pay per view for
like
an
a pay per view type thing.
You could do a big
package.
Bundle for right. the whole season for
you get
X
to
amount of dollars.
Games.
You could do that maybe, yeah, like a flex pack or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about the Hawks.
The NL East package where you get all NL East games.
Maybe they might, if they're smart, they'll break it all down like that. You know,
they're doing this. You think they're smart?
I don't. It's baseball, so no. But at least it seems like now it's the teams maybe are in charge of it, and I do think the Braves are smart. I think the Braves have been pretty traditionally smart as it relates to making money. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it would be really cool if it was just like, all right, I'm not buying the subscription because I'm not watching every game, but you know, Chris Sale's pitching tonight against some other good pitcher. All right, I'm going to pay for that. Oh, they're upping the charge because it's a good pitching matchup. But I'd pay $5 on a random Wednesday.
The problem with that is the price point, because there's going to be a number where you're like, I'm not to watch one baseball game. You think I'm going to pay $7? Like,
but I might once though. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like if I'm doing it once in a while, I might. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. It's such a different landscape than it's ever been before. You never had to think about it. You just paid for cable and then it was all there.
What about your business?
Yeah.
They still do this sometimes with college football, like some of these early season games against like bum teams are only available pay-per-view.
Right.
Like, and it'd be like $18
or
to
even
watch
like Saturday
Texas
night.
Texas take on like Texas El Paso. You're like, I'm not paying $18 to watch Texas be up 21-0 9 minutes in.
But if you're a Texas El Paso fan or your kid plays with a team.
Right,
yes,
then you will.
Correct.
Then you will. Or like Saturday night, Washington played Penn State and it was only available on Peacock.
Yeah.
We have a Peacock app or have a subscription or something like that. So I just had it. But like, I don't know. If I didn't have that subscription, would I have paid for it like the one-time fee, whatever, for first free week. I don't know what you call it. Dude,
we were partners when Peacock came out. You remember I was talking about the Pelican app?
Yeah.
I got this new Pelican app.
Because they get me every time. It was Peacock, but now we have it. I don't know why we have it. Maybe my wife gets it through work, or maybe I forgot to stop paying for it. I don't know. There's a million different reasons why you have it. You ever just log on to an app and don't know if you have a subscription for it yet? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh shit, I do. Great. Or, oh no, I don't. Because they get me every time Tiger plays. Every time Tiger Woods plays golf. In order to watch golf now, you have to watch it on four different things. It starts on Golf Network, and then it's on an app for a while, and then maybe it's on CBS after that or something.
Right.
Like, all right, for one time only sign up offer, you can get this for the first month. And it's like, well, fuck, I want to watch Tiger play golf, so I'm going to sign up for it. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's good for the Braves fans that have had a hard time. It shouldn't be harder to watch your favorite team play sports.
Yeah.
And it's way harder to watch your favorite team play sports than it ever has been.
The other issue is like sports bars and stuff. Like, you never know, like, if you can go to a sports bar and get like the game you want. Like, for a long time when I lived in LA, like, you had to call around to find out who had Pac-12 network, like, if you wanted to watch mm-hmm. a certain Pac-12 game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certain sports bars maybe have like the Apple TV thing if you want to go watch Atlanta United, but others don't.
When I lived in Boston, the sports bar, the bar, it wasn't really a sports bar, but it was a bar that had TVs like right down the road from my apartment, didn't have Pac-12 network.
Yeah.
And I was like, just buy the subscription for the year. Buy it. And they were like, well, it's going to cost whatever it was. It's like $129 or whatever for the whole season. And I was like, you're going to make five times as much money off just me
right.
for that this season if you buy it. I'll be here every Pac-12 network game they play, which is three of the first four mm-hmm. and like six in the season. You can make all that money back. Right. I'll probably spend $100 right now at the bar drinking, watching this game.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right.
That's one thing I love about, like, when I do go to L.A. to visit my mother-in-law during football season is, like, I'm always up early, and there's a bar right up the street from her. And they open up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I would go there and sit there the whole sleep.
I was in San Francisco a couple weekends ago, and there was a sports bar right by the hotel. And I walked, it was 7:30 in the morning, and I walked by it. And it was Sunday, and I think there was a
Or whatever.
The bar was open, and people were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at 7:30 in the morning.
And you know what's great?
Watching
is the
football.
Whole slate is over, as you mentioned, like 8:30 at night.
Yep.
It is nice,
and it's like a normal evening as opposed to into this game.
Yep. No doubt, there's definitely advantages to watching sports on the West Coast.
Yes, we do
for sure.
And
for
I've always been terrible at the waiting game of like, God damn, we got 5 hours to kick off. Like, that's why I like these 9:30 games.
Yeah, I do like having time, though, on
you guys
Sunday
are, like,
morning.
You doing adult shit. I'm not.
Yeah, it's nice to get some shit done
once I walk
on Sunday
the dog
morning.
And I want kickoff, and I'm like, fuck, it's 8 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
Like, I got so many hours.
I love the wait. I can do nothing, just sit on the couch, watch a couple of movies while the pregames are on one of the TVs,
yeah.
Catch up on my shows, and then 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you can get a lot done before 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
On a Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, again, that's never my objective.
Right. Well,
or whatever. Or you can relax or whatever you need
make
to do.
Make everything done.
But, I get a lot of, yeah. I get, like, my most productive time of my week mm-hmm. is between 6:30 in the morning and 1 p.m.
Right.
on Sunday when I get up. We get the lawn mowed, we go to church, run around, go to the grocery store, whatever, you name it.
Lovely.
We're out there being
productive.
Being productive.
Productive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't do that shit on the West Coast. Games start at 10.
Yeah, man.
And nobody goes to church out there. Godless hellscape.
That's what it is?
No, not really. But I think a lot less people do. I don't know. I didn't go until I moved here. Now look at me.
They go to the beach, not the church.
Yes.
My son went to church last
Nothing day. Says beach quite like the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I was thinking southern, more southern.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.